This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Time for the second hour of the weekend edition. We are going to start out the second hour with a new guest, somebody who I can guarantee is going to be on the show more often than not, Robert Mullen. Robert is a portfolio manager with the Tocqueville Fund. John Hathaway will also be making return appearances on our show, and that's going to be a lot of fun. These guys are probably the most successful in the United States. Very possibly the world when it comes to their specialty, which is obviously precious metals. Tell us a little bit about the philosophy, Robert, of Tocqueville.
Well, thanks, Al. At its roots, Tocqueville is a wealth management organization that's been around for almost 30 years now. But what has grown out of that is multiple distinct strategies, all built around the tenets of contrarian investing and value investing. And, those things at periods seem to be going out of style these days. But, John Hathaway came on board back in the late 90s, I believe 1998, right at the time where everyone had given up on gold. And has managed to, as you say, built a very formidable business and is really one of the last great managers and great spokespeople for the bullion markets left standing after what we've seen for the last few years. That discipline stretches out to international investing. We've got a great international value fund, as well as our fund, which just joined, or our strategy, which joined more recently, which is a resource income fund.
No, Robert, that's what I wanted to bring you on the show and talk about, because I did have you on the show a couple of years ago when you and I first met in San Francisco. I was actually introduced to you by Brent Cook. You and I kept in touch, and then now with this move to Tocqueville, we chatted last week and decided that I think your outlook on what your fund is doing right now is noteworthy, and our audience would like to hear it. Can you share what the strategy is of your fund in this current environment?
Sure, Corey, and I appreciate those thoughts. So we focus on what we would consider inflation-protected income. Now, some people would think of that as what you would get from a TIPS security or something like that. We don't believe that that's true inflation-protected income. The way we try and get that income is by investing in natural resource companies, energy, mining, chemicals, paper, steel, transportation, agriculture companies, really across the entire resource spectrum. And we're specifically looking for companies with both the willingness and the ability to share a significant amount of their cash flow with us in the form of dividends and therefore with our investors as well. Whether it's coming from, energy companies or agricultural companies, we really just hope to find these inflation-protected cash flow streams that we can then package together and generate income for our investors.
I want to talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about the inflation-protected nature of that fund. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. Some of this is a direct inflation protection, and some of it is indirect. When you're investing in a gold mining company or an energy company that has tied its dividend to its level of revenues or level of net income, for instance, what you get is, in a rising commodity price environment, you get higher income generated off of these. And this is sort of the exact opposite of fixed income, which is when interest rates go up, you will lose money on your fixed income investments. What we really believe is when we have companies that not only can layer in organic growth, so they can raise their distributions organically over time, even without commodity prices helping them out, then when you get the benefit of a rising commodity price, which we all view as likely in an inflationary environment, those distributions rise as well. And so that's really where the inflation-protected nature of the income streams comes in.
So, Robert, it sounds like when you're looking at potential investments to put inside the fund, you do drill down very deep into the company and get, I would say, a comfort in their balance sheet, their income statement, just their general, I guess, cash flow needs and abilities to increase this cash flow as well as distribute it to the shareholders. But then you must look up above on a higher level at the underlying commodity or sector that these companies deal with. can you share some of the sectors that you guys are interested in right now?
Sure. And, you know, in the commodities business, you do absolutely have to have a top-down view as well as a bottom-up one. We really like to start with the bottoms-up. But you do have to have an opinion on where you want to be in the resource sector. We try and build ourselves as much margin for error as we can when we're investing in individual resource companies. But, you know, for us, the big kahuna of the resource market is energy. And that's the one where really late last year we felt like we were probably getting close to reaching an inflection point where the decline in prices had gone so far that it was really starting to hinder the additional capital expenditures and would eventually impact supply, which then rebalances markets. And I think we're into that process right now. I don't think we have much of a strong call on energy in the next 3 to 6 months, but over the next 6 to 12 months or 12 to 24 months, we are significant believers that the decline in price has led to a decline in capital expenditures, which will constrain supply going forward. And, you know, despite the fact that we do have some very prolific and productive parts of the United States right now, with the shale production in certain parts of the country, that is not enough to offset the rest of the world, which really still needs, you know, just call it $50, $60, $70 oil to really generate the kind of cash flows that justify incremental investment. So that's really our outlook for the energy sector. So I'd say we're, relative to where we've historically been, sort of moderately invested in energy right now, mostly upstream, but we're actually a bit intrigued by some of the things going on in the refining sector recently, where it has gone from being very in favor in 2014-15 to being very out of favor this year. So that's a big one for us. We, in the metals and mining space, we do have a significant gold exposure through a number of dividend-paying gold companies, as well as some gold-linked notes or bonds from companies that that are involved in the gold mining industry. And actually, one of our exposures that's a little bit outside the box is we do have a significant exposure to diamonds through a couple of different diamond companies that we're invested in currently.
Got a question for you. When you talk about energy, I listened to a very, very interesting interview with Catherine Austin Fitz. Just listened to it for the second time this morning. She feels that the United States right now is no longer dependent on the Middle East for oil, that we are totally energy independent. I'm not sure that I would agree with that. How do you feel about it?
You know, the numbers don't quite stack up to be there. You know, we're down a little over 1 million barrels a day from where we were a little over a year ago. And to really balance out the supply and demand in the U.S., if you include transportation fuels and even if you include some of the natural gas liquids we're producing and everything else, we're still short by, I'm not sure the exact number, but at least, you know, somewhere in the 3 to 5 million barrel a day camp. And, you know, what if we were learned one thing over the last 5 years, it's that adding that extra 1 million barrels of production, it requires an incredible amount of capital for the drilling, for the infrastructure, and everything else. And it's just, it's not, you know, we had a tough time adding 1 million or 2 million or 3 million barrels when oil was over $100 a barrel. We're certainly not going to do it when oil is, you know, kicking around $50 a barrel.
Well, that's a very good point, Robert, and I think that is one aspect that people do need to understand is that the U.S., yes, they are producing more oil, and some of the data points you can read say that they are energy or oil independent, but the fact of the matter is there's still a lot of companies, especially in the U.S., that cannot make a reasonable profit or even any profit at the current depressed oil prices, and I think that is an issue that we could see in the oil sector. But overall, my outlook for oil is there still needs to be a lot of help coming from the OPEC countries as well as Russia in terms of any sort of a supply cut. But we have seen a bottom somewhat being formed in the oil price, and whether we trade around the $50 a barrel or maybe even up to $60 a barrel, the fact of the matter is that's much better than the 30s that we hit earlier this year, and a recovery is happening, but assuming that we're going to be back at $100 a barrel, I think that's a bit of a long shot. Robert, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. Thanks again for taking some time. We're definitely going to have you back on the show. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the second hour of the KE Report Weekend Edition, I have on the line with me Chris Temple of the National Investor, one of my favorite newsletters to read over on a regular basis, and a regular guest on a daily basis on the KE Report website. Chris, you and I are going to be putting together a webinar this Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, free for people to join in. We want to get some conversation back and forth with our listeners out there. We're trying out some of these webinars, and we're kicking off with you first, Chris, because there are a few topics that we do want to cover, and we think people should tune in for the back and forth that we're hoping to get. Can you share some of the important issues that we will be covering in this webinar?
Well, two chiefly, Corey. First of all, I'm going to have a recap of my recent trip down to Ecuador. It's the second time I've been down there in 2016. We've had some great success with a couple of the mining companies that I've mentioned from there, where we've seen nearly tenfold increases in the share prices for two of them this year. Ecuador is starting to come back on a lot more investors' radar screens as their mining sector is starting to evolve more rapidly. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the political situation, the aftermath of the earthquake that they had in the western province of Manabí back in April, and some of the issues that the people have there, humanitarian, business, cultural, and the rest. Even beyond the mining sector, Corey, there's a lot of opportunities in Ecuador for people that can get plugged in there, and that's one of the things I'm helping my members do with the National Investors. So we'll have a recap of that, talk about the political season coming up. There's going to be a new president in Ecuador come next year, and I'm going to talk about in some detail both possible scenarios for whether mining will continue to evolve at its present state or actually get even better potentially in 2017. Last but not least, as far as the mining sector in Ecuador is concerned, I have already given this past week to my members my latest recommendation there. It's a company that I'll tell a little bit about the story since my members have already had an opportunity to buy it and had already jumped a fair bit too afterwards. But I pinch myself when I look at this particular company. It's not on anybody's radar screens, and yet it is responsible, or actually one of the principals in this company is responsible, behind the biggest name in mining in Ecuador right now. And so I'll connect those dots for you and tell you why I've added that latest company to my recommended list and a couple other ones that are going to be coming up in a not-too-distant future. So we're going to talk about Ecuador, and also we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming election season here in the U.S., and we're going to kind of have, I think, an open discussion, you and myself, and if people want to submit questions as to different stocks, different sectors, interest rates, the dollar, a whole gamut of things, and how they may be affected by either a Clinton presidency or a Trump presidency.
Now, I do want people to email me directly, fleck@kereport.com, with any questions or topics in line with what Chris was just talking about there that you would like to see us cover. We appreciate questions coming in early, so at least we can get a lineup of questions and have some answers already ready to go. But at the same time, we want people to tune in because I'm sure there will be topics brought up that other people not only have opinions about, but also have questions about and want to know what we think of these topics. There is going to be a link posted on our website in this weekend edition report. We will also repost that early in the week. It's free to sign up. And I also want people that either are already invested in companies in Ecuador or quite simply in resource companies that want more information on Ecuador and on different companies inside there. We're going to be covering a wide range of topics, as Chris mentioned, and yes, we will be diving in to some politics, but we're going to keep it with an investment focus. We want people to come in and even share some of their ideas because, Chris, I think you'd agree with me, everything right now, when we do talk about the election, there is an investment slant here, and it does need to be considered by safe investors and even more risky investors, too, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I have a lot of story stocks, for example, among my own recommendations, Corey, whether in the mining area or in biotech. We've talked a lot about Sarepta Therapeutics, one of the ones that I've talked about more than any single company in 2016, and, you know, the huge increase we've seen in that when their DMD drug was approved. But as many story stocks as I think people should be interested in and invest in, as a part of your overall portfolio, it should never be the lion's share. because you have to diversify. You need to be in some safer areas. You should be in some of the better dividend-paying stocks. I've said on the show recently, and we'll probably touch on this, especially if we get questions on this area, about how there's going to be another good opportunity coming again before too much longer to be adding to your dividend-paying stocks, whether in REITs or ML Master Limited Partnerships, even a few utilities that have got some of the better growth prospects than others, not to mention a lot of ones that are kind of plain vanilla companies that just have good fundamentals.
So anyone that has already chatted with Chris, and I get the pleasure of doing that every day, we all know that Chris is very well versed in a wide range of investing activities and sectors, and that's why we wanted to get this webinar running, because it can be more of a roundtable, but even just tuning in, that's why we're doing it later in the day, giving people hopefully some time to get home from work. We would like to get some engagement. As I mentioned, email me some questions before and even some of your comments before, and I will be happy to address those with Chris. Chris, maybe to wrap us up in 1 minute, what do you hope overall that the listeners gain from tuning into this webinar?
Well, first of all, what I want them to gain is a greater understanding, specifically, Corey, of what's going on in Ecuador. It's a small country geographically, but it's richer in many things than most all of its South American neighbors. Where mining specifically is concerned, it has costs for water and electricity of a third to a half of other jurisdictions that are better known in mining, such as Chile and Brazil and so forth. And at the same time, some great infrastructure. And yet, only 5% roughly of the available land has really ever been touched in Ecuador. You can't go in the rest of South America hardly anymore, let alone North America, and find greenfield opportunities like still exist in Ecuador. So I'm going to talk a lot about that and get people really up to speed with what's going on down there. There's still a lot of misinformation. There's still even so-called experts in the mining field who are really behind the times and have not taken the time and put in the effort to understand that there's perhaps the last great opportunity to invest in the mining sector in South America, staring them right in the face.
All right. Well, Chris, I'm looking forward to it. I hope all of you are looking forward to it. And as I mentioned, click the link included in the weekend show post and sign up for this webinar.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Right now we have Dana Lyons with us. I got to tell you, Dana is a very, very valuable contributor to our show. Why did we say that? Well, Lyons Fund Management out of Chicago does a really good job. Their letters are fantastic. Their insights into the market are great. Having said that, I want to talk a little bit about the banking sector right now, if you don't mind, Dana. The market did start to come back this week in that some of the major losses that we saw early in market trading on some of the days did certainly begin to reverse themselves later on in the day. That appeared to be happening on Thursday, no question about it. But, you know, I'm really concerned about the banks in the sense that we've been dealing with Wells Fargo, for example, for an awful long time, probably somewhere between 25 and 30 years, an awful long time. And we actually got a call from a banker at Wells Fargo in Bellingham saying, please disregard the headlines about our institution. We are totally different down here. Don't worry. We are just as efficient, and we will continue to take care of your financial transactions and needs with no problem. Never got a call like that before, and that's in 35 years of business, Dana. Are you concerned about banks?
I'm concerned about the banks, not necessarily just for the shenanigans that are going on, although obviously with Wells Fargo that's a concern, and I'm sure they're not alone in whatever shenanigans are going on. Everyone's got probably their own unique set of shenanigans. We know how the banks operate, and we learned a lot of lessons from the 2008 financial crisis about what to be wary of and what to distrust. So from an earnings standpoint, we're concerned, though we're not fundamentalists. From a technical standpoint, more in our wheelhouse, we're concerned about the banks and financials at this juncture because they seem to be hitting towards the top of their potential range right now. They're kind of on the upswell of this whole rising rates scare that's been going on that we've seen over the last, you know, multiple times over the last couple of years where the Fed will bring in their hawkish sentiment and statements and scare rates up a little bit. And obviously in sympathy, the banks will move up with that given their the benefits to their net interest margin. So at this time, we're seeing, you know, whether it's the BKX, the bank index, the regional banks, we're seeing them push up against some pretty significant resistance here from a technical basis that if they don't significantly, you know, hurdle their earnings expectations, there's probably a decent amount of downside that they could experience, even in normal circumstances, not the least of which to say that they're pushing up against those the top of the range. If we kind of ping-pong to the other side end of the rate spectrum with the Fed to a more dovish tone, there's, again, more downside to the banks right now. You could see, you know, the defensive bond proxies, the utilities, real estate, those types of things that have been beaten down with the rising rate tone of late, flip-flop again. So we could see we've got a lot to be concerned with right now if you're a bank bull. So it's a tough place to belong or buying into the financials. On top of that, we have, you know, a macro market that could be rolling over here in the intermediate term. In our view, that's a likely scenario, and we've been saying that since we've been talking to you the last month or so. So there are a lot of risks out there, not only for the macro market overall, but as you bring up the banks, it's a tough sector, in our view, to be jumping on board right now.
Dana, let's talk about the movements that we have seen recently in the larger markets. I'm looking at the S&P, and ever since, let's say, the middle of August, we have been rolling over. Obviously, no dramatic sell-offs, but a general downtrend has or is in place and still is in place. You came out with an interesting post on Thursday that compared what the market was doing to investor sentiment and how investor sentiment has actually been decreasing throughout most of this year, which you would then think the markets would pull back with it, but they don't seem to be following. Why do you think this is happening, and what do you think is the disconnect? Is it the market that just didn't sell off, or is it investor sentiment that you think will be replaced up at higher levels?
Well, specifically considering the chart that we posted on Thursday that had to do with the bearish assets, the level of assets in RIDEX bearish funds, so inverse funds, funds that go up when the market goes down, funds that traders use to hedge themselves or to bet on, you know, downside in the market. Specifically regarding that metric that we use as a sentiment gauge, as we noted on Thursday, the level of bearish assets at RIDEX actually, as of Tuesday, which was, you know, the 200-point down day in the Dow, as of the close on Tuesday, bearish assets actually dropped to the lowest level that they've been at since the onset of the August 2015 correction. So we've got an extremely low level of bearish assets. So at least according to that metric, there's not a lot of hedging going on by investors, which we would take as a sign of complacency. People are not that concerned about a sell-off right now. You know, there are other measures that are signaling maybe a little bit more skepticism, a little more hesitancy. But most of those are surveys, you know, like AAII and other surveys that people are basically telling how they feel about the market. If you look at most of the real money gauges, like this RIDEX bearish assets, where people are putting their money where their mouth is, most of the sentiment measures are still pretty either complacent or exuberant. So especially given the fact that, you know, we've had a couple hiccups over the last month or so, early September we saw it, this week we saw some downdrafts in the market. Given that, you would think we'd see an uptick in bearish assets, but, you know, we haven't seen that. So from a sentiment perspective, a contrarian sentiment perspective, that's a sign that people aren't quite ready for a correction, and they're pretty complacent, pretty comfortable sitting in the market right here without their hedges on.
Dana, the market has been coming back almost every single day. You know, the market, as I mentioned earlier, has been starting out fairly low in the early hours. And then as the day goes on, the markets do seem to come back. What's causing that, in your opinion? Are investors taking advantage, in some cases, of depressed prices, or what?
Well, in one respect, I mean, we've been hitting some, and some of these sells, we've been hitting some significant levels of support. So in both in the early September sell-off, as well as this past Thursday, we saw the major averages sell off to an important level, whether it's the S&P, the mid-cap, Russell 2000, the Dow. Across the board almost, we saw the indices pulling back to the areas of their breakout from July. So basically the highs that they made in 2015, from which they broke out above in this past July, they came back and tested those levels in early September. They tested them again this week and bounced pretty sharply off of those levels. So that's one thing I would attribute to these bounce backs to. That's also the propensity for the averages to bounce back is probably, to Corey's point, is probably one of the things that's keeping them so investors so comfortable. We haven't seen much of a correction since, you know, early in the year. So it's not unusual that in such an environment, investors would be pretty comfortable. So it's going to take probably a break of that support that we've been seeing holding and a sharper downswell before, you know, investors get duly nervous or hedged and in a defensive position. Only then will we say that, you know, perhaps we can put in a durable bottom here and start buying, you know, with some substantial amount of capital.
Well, there you have it from Dana Lyons. Dana, wish the Cubs good luck on their upcoming series. So far, it's been fantastic baseball.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. Al had to step out of the studio, but that's okay because I am joined by one of my favorite guests and a guest that, boy, we can talk about really anything with. We spent probably half an hour before recording this interview just chit-chatting about what the U.S. is going through and different investment themes out there. One theme that I think everybody will appreciate listening to is why to hold gold and silver for different reasons. I'm talking right now with Chris Martinson, co-founder of PeakProsperity.com. Chris, I'm going to throw it over to you. Why do you invest in gold and silver?
Corey, a variety of reasons. You're talking with somebody who's been holding gold and silver for, I guess my first purchases were back in 2001, and I hold them for different reasons. So often they get lumped together. People say precious metals, and they'll say gold and silver as if it's one word. Let me separate them into gold and silver, two things. Gold, I'll start with. I hold this because gold is the only tier one monetary asset that you can hold that is not simultaneously somebody else's liability. Now, that's a mouthful, but what it means is that every other thing you can hold in the system that you call wealth, be that currency, a stock, a bond, a derivative, anything else you might hold, it's somebody else's liability, including cash, which is in the United States, that's a Federal Reserve note. Hey, liability of the Federal Reserve. And there's nothing backing it except the faith and credit of the United States on that, which, hey, that's pretty good. But gold is something I own because I do believe in one statement by von Mises, who's an Austrian economist. He said, to paraphrase, because I don't have the exact quote in my head, but the only outcome that you can really look for at the end of a credit expansion is that you either voluntarily end that credit expansion or you face a final catastrophe of the currency system involved. Now, I don't think the U.S. dollar is first in that catastrophe list. It will be on the list, but it's towards the bottom for a variety of complex reasons. But Japan's yen, very high to the top of that list. Following that shortly will be the euro for both credit expansion and political reasons, and so on around the globe. But I'm expecting a vast currency accident at some point because, let's be honest, in 2008, when we discovered we'd been growing credit at twice the rate of the economy for three decades in the world, We should have stopped that, but we didn't. We doubled down and said, we're going to keep doing that. We're going to keep expanding credit because otherwise banks get in trouble. And that's where we are. And so we're in crazy territory right now. $26 trillion on the central bank's balance sheets of the major central banks of the world. Insane. So I hold gold because it's a monetary asset and it's outside of the system. So you can hold gold. I mean, physical gold. I'm not talking gold miners. Play with those if you want. I'm not talking gold ETFs. Easy in, easy out, paper trading. Not that. Physical gold, whether that's in a vault somewhere with your name on it or it's in your hot little hands in a safe deposit box. I'm talking gold. Because once you hold that gold, you are outside of a system that now includes ideas like bank bail-ins, where you can't get your money out of the bank because you're an unsecured creditor if it goes belly up. Other things like that. Gold is a way to preserve your wealth. I'm not looking to get rich on it. I'm looking to preserve my wealth in a world where I can't assess where the risks are, who's upside down, which banks are actually insolvent because of derivatives, yada, yada, all that. So I think gold has a position in everybody's portfolio.
Well, and that's a very important distinction, is that if you're holding the physical, then you are in some ways protected from bail-ins and even currency collapses. And with how tied in and connected the system is, I agree with you, Chris. I think that the currency situation will come out of another country, probably Japan or the euro or both at the same time, and that will trickle over to a number of different currencies, and don't think the U.S. dollar is impervious to these moves. And if you're looking at simply investing, then that's what you use these paper, like ETFs and different stocks for, and that's for an investment, not for that protection. Let's talk about silver, though, because silver does get lumped in with gold, but recently, over the past maybe 10, 20 years, its industrial uses have become very important to this metal as well.
Absolutely, and it's the industrial uses are why I'm a big fan of silver, and I'm going to combine that with one other idea, which is that silver is depleting rapidly from the Earth's crust. When we look at the average ore grade, meaning what percent of silver is in the grade of ore that's being pulled out of the ground, you look at it over the past 30 years, it is nothing but a downward slope, meaning the ore is becoming more and more and more dilute. And we can look forward not that many years, about 20 years, and say, wow, all the known supplies of silver are exhausted. Hey, maybe we find new ones, but we know that it's depleting, and we know that industrial uses are consuming it at an incredible pace. Let's just pick a couple of those. Rapidly growing use in the medical industries because silver has incredible antimicrobial properties. It's mixed in with paint. It's painted on operating room walls. Guess what? We don't recover that. So silver gets used in ways that it basically gets lost. And the other is, of course, in electronics, and it's the most conductive element on the periodic table. So, of course, it has very, very important uses in every cell phone, every smartphone, all sorts of electronic devices, which are becoming more a part of life, not less. And then I guess the final thing is it's still used at a very, very high rate in solar panels. We know that the world is just going to go crazy putting more and more solar panels in. Add all that up. I see demand for silver going up, and I'm looking at supply going down. I say silver, though, a very volatile metal. You invest in it if you don't like how things go up or down, if that makes you excited or depressed, not your substance. But if you can buy it, put it in your portfolio, set it aside. I call it my Rip Van Winkle investment because in 20 years, I'm very confident, after all the ups and downs are factored out, that it's going to perform extremely well because we don't have any substitutes for silver. You don't substitute it by going to some other part of the periodic table and saying, I'm just going to find a different, more common element that's more reflective or more conductive, because you can't. Silver's the thing. So that's why I love silver. I believe that we're going to have a reset financially. It's going to be painful, but industry comes back. You know, I'm not an end of the world forever kind of guy. We have the reset. We get back things back to normal. We continue with our industrialization. Silver has a role in that. But most people aren't looking at the inevitable looming supply crunch that exists for this critical element.
So, Chris, there are a number of different ways, just like gold, to invest in silver. You can buy the physical. You can buy ETFs. You can buy underlying stocks. How do you prefer to invest in silver?
I like the physical metal itself, again, and I buy it in what's called 3 9s, meaning it's 0.999 pure. It has less than 1/10,000th in purity or 1/1,000th in purity. So it's 3 9s pure. And the reason for that is that if you buy it in the form of junk silver or sterling silver or silver flatware or as jewelry, that's all coming at 0.925 purity, roughly. And so when you want to go and sell your silver, if there's a big run-up in price or people want it, the 3 9s goes right back into the system. It can go straight into the refinery and be recast into whatever process they want, or it can go straight to a factory and can be used. So I like that. It comes in 100-ounce bars. It comes in coins, whatever. I like the 3 9s. I do believe in holding it directly. Again, if you're going to hold it outside of that, and silver is bulky, so for your more well-heeled listeners who are thinking of putting a significant amount of cash currency into silver, it might be infeasible to hold it yourself, and then you're going to want a vaulting solution. The ideas behind vaulting solutions, whether it's gold, whether it's silver, whether it's your furs, whatever precious artwork, whatever you're storing, you have to be clear about this. It has to be independently run. It has to be audited by a third party. The person who's running it can't have access to the vaults. You know, they need to always have a third party accessing it with them. It needs to be insured, and all of that. So and fully allocated. Don't just say, well, we've got a ton of silver and 12% of it's got your name on it, Corey, and 6% yours, Chris. You want to have your silver, your bars, their number, they're yours. That's what allocated means, fully allocated to you. So if you do that, if you follow those, there are vaults that satisfy those requirements. There are many that don't, and I'm not a big believer in those uninsured, unallocated, not well audited, you know, sort of operations, but they exist. So due diligence is important if you're going to store it outside.
Absolutely, and it does, you know, cost a little bit of money to store these metals, but as you said, you need to take a longer-term look, especially at silver, simply because of its volatility. And if you are one of those traders that every day looks at the market and has a mini little heart attack if it goes down 2% and throws a party if it goes up 2%, then maybe silver isn't for you, because it's not going to be a straight-up move. We saw a perfect example of that actually last week when silver and gold dropped out of bed. But that's a whole different topic. Chris, it's always great chatting with you. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend's show. As always, check out aereport.com for daily market commentary.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.